Sorrow Sub, the senator roared. This is Lorinar! How could you sue us? Lorinar?
The younger Celestin looked at his boots and said,
Yupa, I keep trying to tell
that it belongs to someone else,
Wool finished.
I know, and that's a load of Drutash castings.
He flung an arm toward Luke.
He's a Jedi, you idiot! And the Jedi always knows when you're lying.
That was close enough to accurate for Luke to nod.
I've been sensing your feelings since you drew near, he said. You weren't coming to tell us about anything. You were having trouble eavesdropping, so you decided to try the saucers.
So Uwas's eyes flattened to angry ovals.
Cheap Lorinar trash, he said. I told them I wanted Sorrow Sub.
Who? Luke asked.
Who do you think, Jedi?
Su'uas snarled. He turned to Wool.
But it's not like you left me a choice, you Upa. When you wouldn't work with them, someone had to put our Warren first.
Wool's shoulders fell.
What did you do, Su'uas?
Galactic Syndicated has eyes everywhere,
Su'uas replied.
You told me that yourself. It's impossible to hide a whole Warren from them, even for you.
So you struck a deal,
Wool surmised.
The Warren's safety in exchange for spying on me.
And I'd do it again,
Su'uas confirmed.
Throw me at the detention center, hire another pilot, and put a bad reference out on me. Even if the Jedi dump me down a black hole, I make no apologies.
Before Luke could object to the idea that Jedi disposed of bodies, Wool stepped close to his Warren spawn and began to speak in a low, gravelly voice.
Oh no, Su'uas. You're not going to be that lucky, he said. We're going to handle this through the Warren clan. The Dame will decide your fate.